Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm going to start with a question today when we get to the conversation in just a moment with Chris Bremner, the Director of Enrollment at St. Viator High School, which is going to be very direct and really what is the heart of this and many discussions right now around St. Viator High School. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell and on Align for Life podcast today. We're going to focus on enrollment activities. And at this time of year, October, we'd normally be preparing for an open house. And Chris, I'm glad to have you with me. And I'll start right off. Is there going to be an open house this year?
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, so glad to join you. There is going to be an open house. COVID is not going to stop the creativity of St. Viator High School. We're going to do a drive-through. Going to be a little bit different, not your traditional open house that everyone is used to. But I think it's going to allow families to, first of all, get out of their house, which may be a perk, see our beautiful campus, and receive necessary information. So right now the open house is scheduled for Sunday, October 25th from 1 to 3. And cars are going to be parading through our parking lot. They're going to be able to see students, clubs, teams, parents, ambassadors, student ambassadors, our international program, Boosters Club, look at all of the neat things in our McKenna Marketplace bookstore. And, of course, the ever-exciting swag retrieval that people will get. So we'll be passing out some really cool sweatshirts, some beanie hats. There's some water bottles. But most importantly, it's an opportunity for families to see our community, to see that we are, you know, at school, we are following all our safety protocols, but we're able to celebrate St. Viator School and our community.
That's a very ambitious undertaking, but very exciting to hear about that. Now, traditionally, it's been a two-day event, and I think you would have people kind of register to sort of simplify the process of getting here. Do people need to register for this event?
We would love people to register just so we can be prepared. So you can register on our website, and under the admissions tab, we have Future Line events, and there is a registration link. It'll give us an idea of how many materials to plan for and prepare. But most definitely, if you forget to register, what we used to call walk-ins, we'll call them drive-ins now, not a problem. You can show up. But registration definitely helps us with our numbers.
And tell me just quickly, if you can, about the process. Naturally, open house, there's a lot of questions. You get interaction as families are driving through. You mentioned all the different groups that would be set up. Will there be a chance to at least hand out some material or say hello, ask a quick question or two along the way?
Right, sure. They'll be able to ask a few questions as they stop at the various tents because we'll have a welcome registration tent. We're going to have a booster tent. We can ask some athletic questions. We're going to have a patrons of the arts tent. They can ask some fine arts questions. We'll have clubs. If there's something that they need to ask, they can definitely stop their car and ask that question. We'll also have parents club with some parent ambassadors. Definitely a little bit different than in past. It won't be as one-to-one, but because of that fact, we have scheduled many other activities here in school to complement the drive-through open house. So usually a big part of open house was to do a tour. That was always a highlight. So since we're not able to do it on that day, we changed and are doing individual family campus tours. So currently from now all the way through December, there are numerous times to register for an individual campus tour. So I'm walking around families for an hour, sharing the campus, answering all of their questions. And I would say that that's probably the best way to get to know about our school and see our beautiful campus. So I have, you can register for a tour at either 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, or 6:30 most days of the week, all the way now through the entrance exam.
And let's, first of all, give people some information because I think they may want to take advantage of that. Where can they register for this?
So on the St. Viator website, there is an admissions tab at the top, and there is then a freshman admissions page, which lists all of the Future Lion events. And right there, you just click, and it's an online registration. And it'll list all of the times of the tours that you can select from.
Now, obviously, COVID is front of mind for everyone. There's a lot of safety precautions wherever we go. St. Viator is one of the few schools that actually opened this fall and had students in every day. When you're doing tours, what precautions should people be aware of and know before they come in the building?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. Great question. So we have all of the families do a health check, which is like completing a Google form, answering some questions. We do a temperature screening, and then we require that all family members wear a mask. The family is just escorted around school with me. We are performing these after-school hours, so there are minimal number of students in the building. There may be a few activities, clubs, or practices going on, but it's not a full day. You know, conversely, when the kids used to come for a shadow day, they would be in the classroom. There's nothing like that. So safety protocols are all in place, and we've been doing tours since August, and they've been going great.
Now, I'm just turned back to the open house for just a minute, because one of the things that always happens there is a presentation in the auditorium. President of the school, Brian Liedlich, and others will get up and speak. How are you replicating that this year?
Right. So we have some individual Zoom parent informational sessions where Brian Liedlich, Karen Love, and Brother John Eustace are all speaking, along with some student ambassadors and parent ambassadors. And we have one more of those Zoom sessions available next Thursday, October 22nd. And again, you can register online for those. So those have been highly attended, and a lot of the information is shared at that Zoom session that was previously shared at the open house.
Students, parents who want to find out more about band or one of the athletic teams, maybe some curriculum questions. They get a little bit when they come to an open house. You've got the tour. What about people who just want to follow up and get some more information about something that would be significant to them in terms of making a decision? How can they go about that?
Yeah, the best thing is just to give me a call or to email me, to be honest, Jim. I think once I hear the question, I can answer. If I can't, I will definitely connect them. If it's an athletic question, I will connect them, you know, with Jason Cuffell, our athletic director. If it's fine arts, if it's band, I'll connect them with the band director, the choir director. So definitely I think the first step is just to contact me. Either a phone call or an email is probably the best bet.
And we'll share that information in just a moment. We're talking with Chris Bremner, who is the Director of Enrollment at St. Viator High School, and trying to share information for the prospective families, future students who want to learn more about St. Viator, and operating under the COVID environment and a lot of different things being done. But nonetheless, as you can hear, Chris very busy and staying very active to promote all things St. Viator. You mentioned getting in touch with you, Chris. Is there a phone number that people should use if they want to reach out to you?
Sure. If they call the main school line, it's 847-392-4050. I'm at extension 256. Or simply say the enrollment department, and they'll connect the call up to me.
I'd like to ask you one question. You mentioned in the parent information nights the student ambassadors, and I know that this is something that's really important to you. You take great pride in the way students respond. Tell us a little bit about how students themselves help promote St. Viator and what that has kind of meant to you over the years.
Yeah, our students are our best ambassadors. As Mr. Liedlich would say in many presentations, it's time for us, you know, to stop talking and let the students talk, because they represent the school. They share the best information. They've been on our Zoom calls. There's also on our website a great enrollment video that highlights several of our juniors and seniors. And just by listening to them speak and give their experiences, I think it's quite clear the importance of the, I would say, the well-roundedness of our students, the ability to be a leader, the ability to be in sports and fine arts, the ability to be a part of campus ministry and lead retreats. All of those experiences told by the students, I think, is the best type of selling point that we can do.
Yeah, they did a great job in that video, and that, too, is on the website, as you mentioned. I encourage people to take a look at that. Now, we hopefully have a lot of families who have made the decision, and they still are invited to participate in all these activities, but they may want to be looking ahead to the placement exam, which is a kind of a one-time thing each year. Do you have information on that yet?
Absolutely. So the placement exam is really important, and I would urge all families, whether they've made their final decision or not, to please come and take the placement exam. It really is for placement. It helps us later on when the child decides to come to St. Vitus. The placement exam for all Catholic high schools is on Saturday, December 5th at 8 a.m. We will be hosting the test here at St. Vitus. We will be following all safety protocols. We will be keeping Catholic school students together in their cohorts. We will be limiting the number of students in a classroom. We will be adding more classrooms and more proctors in order to do that. So we definitely encourage you to come and take the exam here. Registration for the exam, however, doesn't begin until November 20th. So on November 20th, our website will have a link to the entrance exam registration. There is a $25 fee that will be able to be paid via credit card through that registration, so it's really simple. So the only thing the students have to worry about that morning is just coming with some number two pencils and a signed parent release. So it's a really simple process.
Well, Chris, we've been talking for a little over 10 minutes here. I've got notes written all over, jotting down things you've said, and I am not a parent of a prospective student at this point, so I know that it's hard to keep up and things change, especially this year. If people really want to know what's going on other than calling you every couple of days, how can people best stay connected?
Definitely the website. Our website is updated regularly. We have all of the events listed. I have information about the placement exam interest. Our video is there. We have a beautiful enrollment booklet that's a flipbook online. That is easy to access. So really, I recommend going to the website, going to the admissions pages. There's a ton of information there. The other thing that you can do is also follow social media. If any of our families are, you know, interested in following Twitter, it's at SVHS Future Lion. Most things are posted on our Twitter account as well with reminders to register and upcoming events.
Well, let's give some reminders right here now before I let you go. A couple of dates I'd like you to share again and then give us the web address or other information. Open house date and time and placement exam date and time.
Sure. Open house Sunday, October 25th from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Placement exam Saturday, December 5th at 8 a.m. And that registration will begin on Friday, November 20th.
A lot of information. Chris Bremner, thanks so much for taking the time today. Very busy time for you, and we'll look forward to talking to you as the year goes on here about other things for the incoming Lions. But thank you very much for sharing information today. And again, let's point everyone to the website, stvitus.com. And you heard Chris, of course. Anytime you need specific answers, don't hesitate to give her a call. But we'll look forward to seeing everyone at some of these upcoming events and stay connected. And thanks to everyone for listening today.